think I can take it.
Well, thank you for your proposal. We think that $100,000 for this year is a really good start, and I guess what we're still looking for is a multi-year commitment. In other words, we want some sort of guarantee that anything that this consultant discovers is followed up on. Mm-hmm. And so, in advance of this meeting, given some of your comments last time around about how much money had been allocated for this year already, and the financial limits right now of the university. We designed another proposal that we'd like to pass across the table. Sure. But just recognize that we prepared this before the meeting, and so we're completely flexible about the numbers. Okay. In this. So maybe you could just disregard the numbers, or substitute numbers that you think are better for you. But what our proposal does is it establishes clearer procedures for the consultant.
Okay.
So we would accept the use of a consultant. It provides some consequence for the a failure to have the consultant get the work done in a timely fashion.
Okay.
It establishes a kind of 5-year window for the complete resolution of compression based on the findings of the consultant.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So what we're looking for is a kind of timetable to solve compression so that it's no longer a problem. Then we leave it up to the university's discretion to deal with it at whatever pace the university feels is appropriate. As long as whatever the consultant comes up with is, the amount that they determine is the problem is fully resolved in 5 years. Does that kind of make sense?
I think in kind of coming together in principle or some aspirational,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to hard numbers, because we don't know.
Absolutely,
we don't know what the consultant's mm-hmm. going to come up with.
Okay, well, I'd like to pass this across the table, disregard the numbers or play with the numbers as you see fit, but hopefully this gives you a pretty good sense of what we will require in terms of the language regarding the consultant.
Okay.
We need to have some sort of guarantee that whatever the consultant determines is going to be followed up on. We want a clear charge for the consultant. We've got all that written in here. And in addition, we've put in here a 1% performance-based bonus, because we absolutely have to have something to bring back to our faculty for the 2012-2013 calendar year. And, since it doesn't appear that that you guys are interested in recurring money across the board, we thought that maybe you might consider a 1% performance-based bonus, and that performance base would just be based on 25-3, the statutory language of, merit language. So I'm going to pass this across the table and have you guys take a look, and I'm hoping that you'll find this useful or
acceptable.
Well, we have spent a considerable amount of time over the last few weeks looking at the financial aspect of our proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to mislead. I don't see any way in which there's going to be a 1% performance-based bonus for 2012-2013. Now, I can kind of react immediately to that. I think the $100,000 that we're offering for 2012-2013 compression is about all we can do in terms of a financial commitment for this year that's ending in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We'll certainly take a moment, and more than a moment, but we'll have to read through this new language on the how the consultant is going to carry mm-hmm. out their duties. I realize this is 2012, 2013. Mm. 2012, 2013 is for all, I guess, effects over with in terms of the administrative discretionary increases that we traditionally have in our contracts. But I don't see how we're going to TA an agreement that doesn't have the language that's
the
currently
waiver.
In. That's currently in the contract. I mean, I don't see that occurring. So, I think that it's of critical importance to academic affairs to be able to have the flexibility that most universities and colleges do to be able to do counteroffers when they're and other kinds of adjustments when they're appropriate. And I don't think we're going to be able to ever go down the path of giving that up. So I haven't read all the language that you have underlined, but I'm getting an initial impression that that's what you're attempting to do through this proposal.
And you do recognize that's a waiver on the union's part.
Well, yeah, I actually do understand it to be a waiver, and I also understand it's not something that is going to be imposed because it would be permissive. I appreciate that. But I'm just saying, I don't think the university is going to TA an article that doesn't have that in it. I mean, I think it's a horrible precedent to go in that direction.
Well, and I know the university wouldn't condition agreement on a waiver, on the assistance of a waiver.
Well, I think that we can say that we're not going to TA an article with money in it, $100,000 or any money in it, if it doesn't have that language in it.
Mm. Well, that's an interesting theory.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to see what you do in terms of, I'd like to hear you respond to providing assurances that, whatever scenario the consultant comes up with are going to be followed up on by this university, mm-hmm. and that there is some kind of, commitment that this is going to be a multi-year thing. It's not, we're not going to have to come back to the table year after year after year and argue over this stuff.
Right. Well, I appreciate that position, Kathy.
If you can,
I certainly, uh-huh. When we came to the table with a three-year plan, it's because we do see it as a situation that should be addressed over time.
And you mentioned
addressed.
A minimum and a maximum, which is
yeah.
what I've inserted.
Yeah.
You can play with that if you would like. But we would like to see a guarantee that that whatever that consultant determines is going to be followed up on. And so we will consider withdrawing the waiver strike if you can come back to the table with something that's going to give us a guarantee that this problem is resolved in 5 years.
Okay. I guess just so that we as a team know what we're taking back. I think we might be if we had the administrative discretionary increase language in the contract. And if we had, and we were able to agree on $100,000 for compression under distributed by the old formula, exclusive of benefits for 2012-2013, with an understanding that we're going to have the consultant, and with the understanding that we're going to act on the consultant, and with the understanding that negotiations for 2013-14 and 14-15 could be all the types of wage actions, including compression and across the board. Is it, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I guess I have to go back and, because I'm going to get this question. Is this, you said you had to have something that was across the board for 2012-2013. Does that mean that you can't TA an article that does not have that element?
I'm not going to say that. As long as the compression, I have a firm guarantee in contractual language with dated deadlines that this problem, whatever amount the consultant comes up with in terms of how big the compression problem is, using the procedures we've outlined, that this is going to be resolved in 5 years. That the university is going to throw the money behind it and guarantee that this issue is resolved.
Okay. Well, let's
one last point. You said you needed the waiver, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we need the 1%.
Well, I'm...
Okay, you have your needs and we have ours.
Well,
Tom, you're not negotiating
okay,
here.
Okay, all right.
If you can come back with a guarantee that the compression is going to be resolved, the full amount that consultant comes up with, that every penny is paid out within the five-year window we've laid out, then we will withdraw the waiver strike and, you know, and cut our losses for the across the board.
Okay, thanks. Let's take your call. All right, Kathy, I think we understand your position. We have not had any discussion with our people about a five-year window or a commitment of dollars over a five-year period of time. But we're willing to go back and see if that's something that's acceptable.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, and again, that was based on, you know, some of your comments last time about how, you know, you guys need a little more flexibility with, you know, distribution. We just want to see this resolved.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And we certainly don't want to, you know, and we appreciate that. You know, I think that was one of our thoughts when we came in with the three-year plan, which, you know, I understand all that you have expressed to us in response to that. All right.
And I hope you will, like, you know, please go back to, you know, whoever you speak to and, you know, just to express to them that there's going to be a lot of faculty who are going to be very disappointed about, you know, nothing, you know, no bonus this year, you know, especially given, you know, President Benz's bonus this year. It just is not, it does not rub well with the faculty. And if, you know, we want to have good relations between administrators and faculty on this campus, and, you know, the faculty have been working very, very hard.
Yeah.
And so to come back with just a flat out, you know, nothing. Yeah. I mean, we're even going as far as to say, you know, bonus is fine, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, to that end, you know, I think that if we're able to resolve 12-13 in this next couple of days or weeks, we should, I would suggest, although I have not talked with Anita and Brendan about this, but I would think that we shift gears immediately into 13-14 and start talking about the raises that we can have that are across the board for that year.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so let's schedule another meeting.
Sure.
Well, I'll start off. I have next Monday.
Next Monday?
Yeah.
Next Monday is good for me, too.
Is that enough time for you guys?
I'm thinking about noticing this?
Well, it's a Monday. Monday. Else. Well, if we do it, say it
noon.
What's
today's date?
Today's the 10th.
Yeah.
And the 17th?
Monday. I think.
Wait, yeah, maybe we can't get it into the.
Well, I have jury duty.
Yeah, and we need to look at.
I don't think I'm going to get.
And we need to look at mornings as well because you know a lot of the team teaches in the afternoons, so the mornings are better.
I know I can't do. I cannot do the rest of that week.
I'm leaving town Wednesday afternoon.
How about the following Monday?
What's the date?
The 24th. I'm open on
here.
The. Okay.
No, I'm not.
No.
I can do the 27th.
I can't.
Okay. I could do Friday the 28th.
I bet you're up.
I'm on vacation.
She's on vacation.
When do you leave for vacation?
The 17th.
You're leaving the 17th and you're gone till?
The 20. Whatever that Friday is, I think it's the 28th.
28th.
I have a hearing on the 21st, but while I was here today, I got a request from the union representative if they could reschedule. So I think that's going to get rescheduled. That's Friday the 21st.
I could probably do the 21st.
You can't do the 17th through the
20th. I'll be looking at that.
How about the 16th? What's the 16th?
When are you?
It's Sunday.
It's less than 7 days.
Shit.
Mike, can they recuse you from jury duty? Like, can you call in and get
an you're not here on the 17th, then?
No. Was that the day you were looking for?
Well, that was next Monday.
That's Monday,
right?
Yeah.
She's gone. Anita's gone.
I'm gone.
Didn't we notice? You noticed the last one of the week's notice, didn't you?
Right, but Anita's out of
town.
She did
two in advance.
When do you get back, Anita?
28th.
The first day after the 28th is what?
July
1st.
I could do July the 1st.
I'll be back.
What day is that?
Monday.
Let's do July 1st then. Monday.
What time?
11 o'clock.
I have to be done by 11 on that.
9 a.m.
9 o'clock.
Oh, that's painful.
10?
It is painful.
Well, you want to do 10?
Well, 10's better.
10 is good. 10 is good.
I just have to be done by 11.
9:30.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
9:30.
So 10 to 11?
9:30.
Brendan, if you
can
be
well, he's going to leave by 11.
Yeah, yeah, that's
9:30 to 11? Because I'm going to notice it.
9:30 to 11.
Okay. And should we, if that's not enough time, should we also notice the next day, Tuesday, the 2nd?
July 2nd.
Do you know what I mean? Just a morning.
9:30 again.
Just like
stay here
if needed.
9:30.
I'm sorry. What was the date?
Tuesday, July 2nd.
July 2nd.
Finish it up on Tuesday,
July 2nd. In case July 1st we don't complete the meeting.
I might not be there.
On the 1st or the 2nd.
Oh no. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
First and the 2nd. I'm good.
First, 2nd. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're going to be 9:30 both days.
Yep.
Okay.
So Monday, July 1st, and Tuesday, July 2nd, at 9:30.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I'm good. I'm good.
Do you want to look ahead, assuming what Mike said, of potentially moving to full book, of going ahead and putting another date in for that after that, or?
Well, why don't we get? Why don't we have a schedule of?
Yeah.
You know, last time I went to jury duty, I was walking to the box, and there was a guy in front of me, and he said, "Are you a lawyer?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "I'm a lawyer too. You know how this works, right?" And I go, "No." He goes, "Whatever they ask you, say yes, and they'll recuse you."
Yeah.
And I said, "What?" And so the guy gets up and goes, "Has anyone ever had a member of their family arrested?" "Yes," he says. And I go, "Really? Were the police fair with them?" "No." They were not. And like, "Is anybody a victim of a crime?" He goes, "Yes." And I go,
obviously, you're not sworn.
Yeah, you're supposed to tell the truth in those places.
I'm looking at him, but then they said, "Has anyone ever had their home broken into?" And I happened to have my home broken into once. I said, "Yes." He goes, "Now you got it."
It's all recorded.
They recused me.
It's all recorded.
Brendan and I and Hewan and Math and one of the anthropology professors all
and
had
Will Lees.
Yeah, Will Lees all had jury duty last fall at the same time. We all showed up there simultaneously. And we were imagining, you know, Jane getting an email like, wait, there's a secret party going on somewhere. All had jury duty.
So
they said, Will Lees, the anthropology professor, they said, "Well, you know, what are your thoughts basically on race and class?" And he's like, "In an anthropological sense?"
You know, over his
I got that 1,000. He said, "You know, excuse.
This is great. All those other jurors.
I've never been called.
Jen's trip to Cuba.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind being on the show.
I actually enjoyed it. Yeah, I've been on before.
I've never even been called.
We can arrange that.